Welcome to the Sober Rebel Bite Size series for January. This episode is no more than 20 minutes, and there will be one a day throughout the month of January. I've been doing this podcast now for nearly 2 years, and in that time I've spoken to so many amazing guests. So I thought it would be a lovely idea this month to revisit some of the highlights of those conversations every day throughout January to keep you focused on why you're doing this. Today's Bite Size episode is a snippet from the conversation I had with Sally. So Sally talks about how her mindset altered in sobriety and how she increased her self-care, but also she touches on her body shape and how that altered. What she talked about in the episode was the fact that she was experiencing a bit of a beer belly as a drinker, and that actually she went down a dress size, even though she was reaching for sugar in early sobriety.
It was like, when I was drinking, I always specifically remember mostly, I'd always like a nice drink on a Sunday. And obviously Monday morning, you wake up and you've got to go to work. So I don't know why, as a country, I think we often do this Sunday drinking thing. So every morning I'd wake up, we had to put my uniform on, and the button would be tight as hell on my trousers, to the point that several times I've gone, oh my God, I must be pregnant. I'm pregnant. I've managed to get pregnant, but I shouldn't be pregnant, you know. And I'd have all these like, oh my goodness. And I actually had like a stash of like pregnancy tests, because, you know, I just thought, am I, you know? But actually I just think I had a beer belly, and maybe on the Monday morning it was just a bit more swollen because it was aggravated. My insides were probably a bit annoyed, you know. So I noticed that when I did stop drinking, that actually I went down a trouser size, then got out of my other normal like jeans, like not my work uniform, then become just, I don't know, normal. They just fitted. I never had to fight with my trousers. And bear in mind, I was eating chocolate chip cookies like that were going out of fashion, you know, baking cakes constantly because I just wanted cake, you know. And I think we all sort of reach for that sugar a little bit in the early days, but I still managed to seem to sort of lose weight, not excessive amounts, but, you know, it changed my body shape. And I also think, like, I think you've posted a few, like, just even in your face, you know, there is a change. And definitely, obviously, your eyes get a lot brighter and lighter, but yeah, you change. And I've really enjoyed sort of that, because also I think there's that element in life, especially as a woman, you're sort of like, oh, I'm fat or this, or, you know, I've got to have a floaty top to hide, you know, your mum tum and all this. Whereas that's been a nice confidence boost, because I'm still enjoying myself. I'm not limiting food and things like that, and yet I look better. And that's been quite nice. I mean, I know it doesn't, I don't think necessarily works out for everyone. That's, for me, an area that I've seen a change. And I think where you've got like more time, like Just Dance, you can do it on the Nintendo Switch. Sometimes I'll join in with my daughter and do that sort of thing. Whereas before, I probably would have had a drink in my hand, just been going, oh, no, you're all right, you know. And now I'm not. I'm sort of able to join in and do things like that, or go for a walk or something. So I just think you naturally do healthier things.
I find that I'm more consistent with things. So whereas I've always gone to the gym, I would now be a lot more consistent with my gym visits.
Yeah.
You sort of get a bit more done, or hitting your step count for the day. I say, oh, I haven't actually walked today, because I've spent a lot of time sitting doing sessions with people. And then I'll make sure, right, well, I'll make sure to do the school run by walking, you know, and you feel more inclined to do that. I've lost count of the track of times I would just get in the car.
Because I think you not in the beginning at all, you do not have energy. Because I feel like...
Did you find that?
It was, you know, that one day at a time thing, the cliche, but oh my goodness, it absolutely was, you know. And I don't know if it was also because we were doing this in January. January is the most bleakest, coldest, miserable, darkest time of the year, if you like. But in some respects, that made it very easy, because no one was going out because they were skint, the weather's rubbish, things like that. You know, it actually gave me permission to hibernate and work on myself alone to get my head round it. And then by the time the sun sort of started to come out, March, April time, you've got a good little stint behind you there to sort of get you through the summer, spring, and it just sort of seemed to roll from there. So I think January is, that dry January, I think it is a very a good time of the year. I think if you're gonna try it,
Yeah.
to do it.
How do you feel about, because you had thoughts about doing it before Christmas, presumably, and this was exactly my experience, is that I kind of started to toy with the idea leading up to Christmas. And then there's always a time of year, isn't there, that you think, well, I can't do it now. I can't do it now because of the summer holidays. I can't do it, in a couple of months' time because it'll be leading up to Christmas. I can't do it. It's strange how we attach so much to events and whether
Yes.
there ever is a right time to do it.
So I think, because I was thinking in my head when you were listing them things, oh, I'm going on holiday, because heaven forbid, you can't go on holiday sober, but you very much can. I don't think there is ever a right time. And I think it's got to be the right time for you, because when I did do my sort of 45 days initially of sobriety, I now, when I look back, I realize like I was like a dry drunk, as the term goes, because I was so full of rage and just on edge all the time. And I think it's because it was like I'd made myself upset because I couldn't have my favorite thing, not looking at like the bigger picture. And like I remember once I was having so much rage, and then I coincidentally had an eye test. And they scan your eye, don't they? And she's like, right, you need to go to the doctor. You've either got like perhaps diabetes or high blood pressure. And I was just looking at her thinking, with the amount of cake and sugary drinks I'm now drinking and the rage I'm feeling, you're probably right. So I went to the doctors, but turns out I was all right. But I reckon it was like a popped like vessel or something from where I was so like, but I was doing that to myself. I didn't have the right mindset.
Yeah. And then that's something that's talked about a lot, isn't it? Mindset. And it just basically means falling in love with sobriety and falling out of love with alcohol. That's essentially the mindset that you need. If you've got that and you just keep working on that, don't romanticize alcohol, start to strip away all those lies and really see through it, as well as don't fall for the lie that sober is boring. Let's.
Absolutely. And that is like my second thing was mindset, really, because the clarity that I have now is great. Don't get me wrong, I still get anxious and I'll overthink things, but it's like that internal voice I have now seems to have got a bit better or nicer. So, rather than being quite hard on myself, I mean, I still am, but I just think I talk to myself a little bit nicer now. I give myself, like, I'm patient with myself. You sort of, I do something and rather something clumsy, because that always just gets on my nerves. I think, oh, why are you so stupid? And I'll say that to myself, but now I might just like actually laugh, which is good. But again, it's like that thing, I'm not constantly counting down to like, right, I've got to clean this kitchen, do this, and I can sit down and I can have a drink. I'm now just bumbling along, minding my own, and it everything is calmer and clearer, and it's nice, really. And I've got like new confidence in myself. I was in my last job like a long time. I literally just walked out of school, walked into it, and I just stayed there. But I reached out online and had a good look around, and I think depending on your circumstances, the government will fund courses for you if you've never sort of done it before to get you into an employment. So I did a course for working in schools. So I think it's sort of to get you into like sort of a teacher's assistant sort of role. Whilst I was doing that, a school nearby advertised that they were doing like an open morning for recruitment. So I just thought I'll go along, completely out of my comfort zone. I went along. They were like, well, why didn't you apply? And I was like, I'm not qualified, surely not, And they're like, no, we think you'd be really good at it. And I started last month. I don't know, it's a bit cliche, the whole butterfly and the cocoon thing. I feel like I've emerged, you know, and I'm on to my next sort of chapter of my life, because I think alcohol does trap you a bit. I just needed some money, and then I'd come home, get drunk, go back to work, kind of thing. I don't know. I wasn't living. So now I feel like I'm living, you know, which is nice.
Nice. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is such good news. How are you
Yeah.
finding it?
Good, because it's so different. And it's just every day so different in schools, you know, because there's loads of children, and any 1 minute things can change, and I'm just really enjoying it. So that's going to be me for a long time now, unless I have some other epiphany or something I want to do.
Who knows? You've got all this time and
Yeah.
clarity.
Well, and then I felt like, as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to like go surfing. But if you look at surfing lessons and that stuff, you know, they're not the cheapest thing in the world. And I'd sort of probably go, oh, I'd rather use that money to go to the pub. You know, that would probably be how my mind would go. Whereas now I'm like, oh, I've got some money. And I did. So now I've surfed a couple of times now, and in different places in the UK, and well, begun surfing again in about 3 weeks' time. So it's just like been like a new hobby of mine that is also really exciting, because I just wouldn't have done it.
That is so cool. Are you going to surf in this country or are you going abroad to surf?
In October I'll go abroad to surf, but for now just in the UK. So that's like become a little thing of mine now. Like wherever we go, I'm just trying to scout out surf areas to go and hire a board and go for it, because I've gone and bought a wetsuit and things like that. But I'm not going to buy a board just yet, because I think if I buy the board, I've got to get a car to go with it. And I know that the husband's too keen on that. So,
That's a heck of a hobby to have, though. How
yeah.
that's up for you? So instead of scouting the area for bars, now you're scouting them for, what do they call it? The tide and the.
Yeah, so we went to Newquay last, and like that was the first time that I actually managed to really stand up and have a good surf, you know. And then there's me going, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Because you've got all the ones that just like live there, like looking at you, like, will you shut up?
It's
I'm
showing
so
that.
proud of myself, like, yay, go me. But it is a wonderful
That dopamine. I mean,
feeling.
imagine how much dopamine you're getting from doing something like that.
Absolutely. I can't describe, because you are literally like, it feels like a float, you're flying, you're floating. I don't know. You are literally on top of the wave, like just going super fast. And it's magic. You should
Oh wow.
try it.
I'll put that on the list.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're quite busy. When you've got 5 minutes, you need to surf.
I'll consider it. I'll consider
Yeah.
it. You never know. I've still got to do cold water dipping yet, and I suppose that's like you have to do that to get on the surfboard in this country. So.
So yeah, so that was the other thing. Like I'd see all these people on Instagram, like, oh, you know, so many months sober, we're gonna start cold dipping, and I was just like, no, I don't care how sober I get, I'm not doing it. You know, I just could never see me being like that. But yes, it isn't very nice to see here. And I've developed this new. I walk in and I go, I am in the Indian Ocean. I am in the Indian Ocean. And I sort of like taught myself into, like, because I will never forget walking into the Indian Ocean, like how lovely it was. And I just thought, right, that's my new mindset. And then before you know it, the northeast of England feels really warm.
That's mindset and a half, that
Yep.
is. Oh my goodness. So what's your third thing?
I guess like self-love and care. I suppose that might technically be four there, but yeah, they sort of go together really. So I have also got like a back condition, and so I get sort of quite a bit back pain. So don't get me wrong, I go surfing and then like the next couple of days I'm sort of floored, because I should never have attempted it, but it's worth it. And so the doctors did prescribe me with a drug, and on the packaging it literally says, do not drink alcohol. And there was a time where I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to not do that. And the reason why it says it is because it can make you a bit sleepy. So I then was literally taking the tablet in the mornings, because I wanted my evening drink because then in the mornings I'm yawning my head off. So then in the end, I just thought, oh, sod that. And I sort of just put them to one side and didn't take them. Whereas now I've been able to regularly take medication that will help me and has been given to me and help my life move along. Or maybe that's why it's enabled me to like get on the surfboard to start with. Okay, yes, it's not a cure, but I'm regularly taking something at the time I should be every day. And then that's going to help me, live better.
If you'd like to listen to the whole episode, then head back to the 3rd of September 24 with Sally, episode 25. And just to remind you, if you head to my website, louisaevans.com, you will find the Sober Resilience course, where you can use code RESILIENCE544 to get a massive 30% off. It's not just focused on sobriety. These are tools that you can use for any area of your life. You'll also find a range of hypnosis recordings on so many subjects, from confidence boosting through to enjoying exercise or finding weight loss easy, alongside ones to support your sobriety. If you use the code SOBERREBEL, all one word, you'll be able to buy one, get one free on all of those recordings. And again, I'll remind you, it's an amazing way to reprogram some of those deep-rooted beliefs around alcohol and to enjoy the process, or around anything else that you're working on. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of my guests over this last couple of years for their openness and honesty. And the podcast will be back in its regular fortnightly slot very shortly. Have a great day.